hot yoga for your mind combined with a Spartacus moment. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
All right, here's the headline, and I want to share this with you, and I want to read you a couple of quick passages here, and then we'll get to our guest, because this is important. Russia is responsible for Russia's problems is the headline of the Washington Times. It reads as follows: the United States is not a democracy. It's a representative republic. Thank God somebody knows that. Until the days of the Obama administration and its massive corruption, that republic worked pretty well overall. Now we have a Department of Justice that no one can trust, especially if you're a conservative. And that will be the legacy of Barack Obama's presidency. The Ukraine is also a representative republic, although a highly flawed one. The judiciary scene is not holding those in power accountable, and corruption is rampant. And the reason I go into the second paragraph there in Ukraine is, if I'm reading the tea leaves right around here, it seems that Hillary Clinton's campaign had some close ties to Ukraine, and that's a corrupt government that wanted to have her win the presidency in the United States. And well, our resident scholar on such things, Todd Wood, is here, editor-in-chief, czarism.com. Todd, welcome back.
Thanks, Steve. Good to be back on.
Good to have you here. And I steer to this Clinton contact and connections first because of the new pile of documents that has come out from Judicial Watch pointing to her. Well, she lied and lied and lied about all sorts of things. And every document that comes out seems to reinforce and back up more lies from Hillary Clinton and what she said and who she talked to in her email scandal. And now we know, because of different things that have come out in the Russia investigation of Donald Trump, if you will, that it's Hillary Clinton that's been tied to Russia and Ukraine and possibly some people there that wanted her to win the election here in the United States. Am I on the right track?
You are. It still just flabbergasts me that, whatever you call this Mueller investigation is not looking into this. I mean, here it is staring you in the face. Actual Russian collusion that impacted the 2016 election. By a foreign power to, coordinate with the opposition to defeat a sitting president. I mean, it's just, well, not at the time, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, it's just amazing to me. And I have been to Ukraine many times. I've met with the people there that are in the documents coming out, the head of the National Corruption Bureau. And it is a completely corrupt country. It just permeates every, nook and cranny, is that you pay people to get things done. It's just the way it is.
So what do you believe then about that portion of the narrative at this point? Do you believe there were those in Ukraine that were helping Hillary Clinton, that were working on her behalf, that were colluding with her, if you will, to change the outcome of an American election?
Oh yeah, for sure. They bet on the wrong horse. They bet on Hillary Clinton. They thought Trump would lose, and so they decided to try to help him or ensure that he lost. And we're seeing it all come out now. Thank goodness. Thank goodness for Judicial Watch.
All right. So, no kidding. That's a small group of people that's very tenacious. But once they get on the scent, man, they're there. And they're not going anywhere. 72,000 documents in all is what they're waiting for on that whole cache of documents. So far, they've gotten about 750. Out of the 750 documents, we learned everything we learned. There's 72,000 in all. So, man, we got a long way to go there. I mean, think about that, Todd. It's incredible, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. I mean, I hope that our new attorney general really stands up and does what's right here. I mean, he's got a good reputation. Some of the, it scares me that he may just gloss over all the stuff that went on with Clinton's on the other side of the fence, and because he has been Mueller's friend in the past. But we'll see. I hope he launches a second special counsel. I mean, there are people in our FBI. I mean, and that was the purpose of the article, was that we have to get trust back in our judicial system. Otherwise, we're just no better than Ukraine or Russia.
Well, and the other thing that has come out that in the last couple of days that I'll take a measure of your thoughts mm-hmm. on is Greg Craig. Greg Craig, the former Obama White House counsel and a guy who worked for the Clintons as well, might be charged in all of this. It seems that Bob Mueller might have caught him up in all of this. Here's a guy who worked for Barack Obama as the White House counsel, a guy who's in the Democratic circles deep, because he didn't register it. He didn't. All the things that Manafort has been charged with and convicted of, this guy was doing apparently many of the same things.
Well, it's just a complete, I don't even know the word to describe, selective justice going after Republicans.
Exactly.
With a law that had not been used really since its inception, I think only 7 times. So, it is highly unusual, and if they want to enforce fair, great, but just do it across the board. look at Podesta. I mean, he did all the same stuff, and he's walking around free, and you know, Manafort's rotting in jail, a 72-year-old man.
Right. Well, I think that when that dust clears, I think Donald Trump would be well served by issuing a pardon. Of course, you've got Democratic lawmakers also trying to restrict the pardon power that is laid out quite clearly in the Constitution. There is no restriction to the pardon power. Now, is there?
Well, add that to the list of pardon, electoral college they want to change. I mean, the voting age, just go down the list.
Yeah.
They can't get power legally or the right way, so they're going to try to do whatever they can to get it, just like they do in Ukraine and Russia. You know, Putin then changes the Constitution all the time to fit his needs.
Absolutely. And the electoral college, drop the voting age to 16, pack the Supreme Court in the list. You're right. It just goes on and on and on. Diminish the First Amendment, eliminate the Second. And it goes on and on. All right, so what do you think comes out of all of this Ukrainian corruption and its connection to Hillary? Where does this all lead?
I hope it leads, you know, I think she should be in jail, but I don't think that'll be the end game. I think it will be good enough just to discredit her and her former boss, Barack Obama. I'm doing everything in my power to make sure the world knows what a corrupt man that was. I mean, he's sitting, you know, in his mansion somewhere in D.C. just watching all this, and it all comes from the top. I mean, you know, everybody knew that this behavior was allowed. So he is the ringleader and needs to be held up to the mirror and for the world to see what he really is.
Well, and you look at that, but then you mention the things that Democrats are advocating now, and you look at people like Beto O'Rourke. I thought that Barack Obama was a weak candidate. But then I look at Beto O'Rourke, who I think is a weaker candidate, and yet you look at the Democrats clamoring for this guy and fawning over this guy, and I'm like, that is frightening to me, because you've got a guy who's completely malleable. They don't care what he stands for. He doesn't stand for anything is the point. He'll stand for whatever they tell him to stand for.
Well, the you know, and I'm not some big conspiracy theorist, but the bigger and the longer this goes on, the more it's completely obvious that there is an agenda that's being pushed in this world, and someone's behind it, and they're trying to destroy our nation, bring in leaders they can control, and really bring this back to the you know, or get rid of the biggest experiment, the best experiment ever in human history for human governments. I mean, I wrote in another article this morning, where are we going to go when we fall apart? There's no, you know, Russia can, they can come here and get away from the evil. I mean, nope, we can go nowhere. This is the last bastion left of freedom in the world. We got to protect it.
Yeah, you're right, because as you look at places like New Zealand that might have appeared to be free, one incident and the people there stripped of their rights, whatever they were to begin with. But before this week passes, gun rights will be gone in New Zealand. In fact, so bad, they're shutting down entire websites because they don't want the New Zealand people to be reading the wrong websites or looking at the wrong information. God forbid that they would have a chance to make a decision on their own with all the information.
And you don't think they want to do that here? I mean, come on, man.
Of course they do.
I mean, they're moving that way. They want to shut down anything they don't like, and it's complete totalitarianism. And this is what our ancestors fought against.
Yeah, it's what we fought against, what we died for many times since. Todd Wood, give the folks a place where they can go to find out what you're writing, find the books that you've written, and all the great work you've done.
Well, Czarism is part of a new media company we're standing up called Creative Destruction Media, or CD Media. It's going to have multiple sites in multiple regions of the world. We're trying to build a war service to compete against Reuters and the other big guys without all the globalist sin. So check us out.
Creative Destruction Media, cool new project. Todd Wood, thank you for sharing, and thank you for being here.
Cheers.
All right, quick break. It's the Steve Gerber Show on a Friday. So glad you're here. Beto the Magnificent, we'll talk about him a little bit more right after the break.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our communities secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life and in every corner of America, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. The Army National Guard reacts to domestic operations in each of America's 54 states and territories, including Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and the District of Columbia. Each state National Guard's unique domestic role is to act as the first line of defense in support of civil authorities in their state. The Guard's emergency responses include include search and rescue missions for floods, combating wildfires, hurricane or tornado recovery, and the presidential inauguration. The Army National Guard. We are always ready. We are always there. And in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about intense moments. We had to lower the guys online some 30 feet down.
This is where teamwork and training really paid off.
It took steady nerves and steady hands for the chopper pilots to hover like that.
No question, Guard pilots are the best in the world.
I couldn't believe it. I just saved a life.
What could be better than serving the people of my hometown?
In the National Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. While you work or attend college, in return, you gain skills in which you can build a career and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Confessions